This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about those times when we don't have all the answers. Recently, we talked about Job's story and how he was a man of great character and wealth and how he always turned away from evil. Yet one day, Satan told God that he was so faithful because God had blessed him with so much, put a hedge around all of his possessions. So God allowed Satan to take everything away from him. Satan thought that Job would eventually curse God. So Satan took away Job's possessions, his children. He even took away his good health. Yet under these horrific conditions, Job refused to curse God. So he passed this test. But as I look closer at the passage, I also see that Job is operating with a lot of unknowns. He had no idea of the conversation God had with Satan. He was being tested while he was in the dark about things. And sometimes we are inclined to place a logical spin on things, such as, this is happening to me because I am being punished for my sins. Yet this isn't the case with Job, because remember, God described him as a blameless and upright man. Sometimes we can't just draw a dotted line between the cause and effect of events in our lives. Things can happen in our lives because God allows them to happen. So the question is, how will you respond when something unfavorably happens and you have no explanation? Now let us be encouraged, because Job was faithful in the dark and God restored everything for him even better than before. What happens is situations like this allow your faith to be cultivated even more. So when we're in times like this, let us cling to these few words: be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, trust even when you have no answers.